This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal is describing a chaotic scene Wednesday at the U.S. Capitol, where a mob overtook the building and halted the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Now, calls are increasing for President Donald Trump to be removed from office. The Democrat from the 1st House District and chair of the Ways and Means Committee says insurrectionists spurred on by President Trump interrupted a Zoom call he was holding by pounding on his office windows, one of which was later broken. Neal says he and his staff spent an hour quietly sheltering under orders from Capitol Police, who urged them to speak at a whisper and silence their phones while the lights were turned out. Neal says it took six people to barricade the door with a table.
The only gap that we had was the barricade that was against the door. So for about an hour, it's pretty fair to say that chaos ensued, and you could hear the marchers inside, the people outside.
Neal says he supports the removal of President Trump from office using the 25th Amendment, saying Trump incited the violence and continues to lie about the election result, citing the president's call to Georgia officials last week. Blaming the president's enablers for allowing Trump to stoke unfounded conspiracies about election fraud, Neal said cabinet officials need to very carefully assess removing Trump.
The actions yesterday that have now been repeated since the election have demonstrated his lack of interest in the institutions of governance, and he clearly incited that mob yesterday with his incendiary comments.
Just after Neal's call, New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, soon to be majority leader, joined the chorus in a statement.
This is lawlessness. There was an election. Joe Biden won by 7 million votes. It's been confirmed by more than 49 judges across the country. And for President Trump to insist that he won this election, or nefarious activity kept him from winning the election, is not met by one scintilla of evidence.
Thursday afternoon, both of Connecticut's U.S. senators discussed their support for removing Trump. Democrats Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy held virtual press conferences.
The quickest and most effective way is to invoke the 25th Amendment, because he should not serve in the next 13 days. He reflects a real danger to our democracy and the American people.
I am absolutely supportive of an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment, and I would be supportive of efforts to remove the president via impeachment. I think that this president is unhinged, he is unstable, he is angry, and we can't assume that he isn't going to try to find new ways to rally his supporters in another insurrection.
With President-elect Biden due to be inaugurated January 20th, Neal said the violence of the day was an eye-opener when it comes to security in Washington. Neal said he kept waiting for the National Guard to show up. I'm Ian Pickus for WAMC News.